Welcome to Podcast Paranoia, the podcast where we talk about the progression of mental health throughout the pandemic, and we've been talking to people of different age groups. So far, we've talked to four people, and this episode's going to be a bit different. I'm going to do more of a reflection-based episode, mainly just talking about my favorite points from the previous few episodes, but also building off of them and telling a bit of my story. So I'm a full-time radio broadcasting student at Algonquin College here. I'm also a part-time audio recording studio operator, which essentially is a fancy word for producer at Northumberland 89.7 in Coburg. And I'm also a part-time cashier at a pharmacy there as well. Part of the reason why I wanted to do a sort of reflectory episode is because I can talk all I want as a host, ask about the problems other people have had over the course of this pandemic, but the main thing is I want to not dehumanize myself as the host, because obviously I'm asking everyone else about their problems, I'm reflecting on it, saying what my opinion is, but I'm not really sharing any of my story and also sharing that I too have been one to struggle with mental health throughout this whole crazy world we've been living in. I'm currently in my third semester of this program, and it's gone through semester by semester with a couple 2-week breaks in between, and it's going through the summer. And it's definitely been difficult. Saving money, going off to school, and moving out on my own while doing school. I'm working two jobs as is. And even if I wasn't doing school on top, even if I wasn't working while doing school on top, and I was just doing school, I'd still feel burnt out. The semester by semester for three semesters straight is a little too much. And even before then, was starting to feel burnt out by the second semester, like many other students do. And it's normal to feel that way, especially with how schools have been progressively pumping out more workloads throughout the pandemic, because you're not wasting time commuting to class or commuting between classes. And it's an important topic because I've seen a lot of people, I've seen a couple of people in my age group drop out of their program. And again, that's not a weird out there thing. But I've also seen a couple people who have dropped out of their program and felt like they didn't do their best, and they're feeling burnt out, feeling not normal, and wondering why everyone else is able to do it. It's not weird. Being burnt out from school and from work is normal, and honestly, with this whole COVID thing, it is about 1,000 times more prominent because it's all online. You're not going out, having the in-person experiences with people that you normally would, and you're not actively socializing, and it's horrible. It's a necessary component to human living, where you need contact with other people. It's how humans function and how humans have functioned for hundreds of years. But for some reason, we are still putting the same standards on people in university or college as we normally do when we're in normal times, when it's not COVID, which is ridiculous. I think that it's, I think that it's really not fair for people to put the same kind of pressure on kids now, with post-secondary being completely online and high school being completely online, as you do in the normal world. They're not getting the socialization needed. And then they're spending, you know, more time online, which everyone knows, everyone loves social media because it's fun. It takes up time, whatever. You don't get bored. But it really does impact your mental health. And even though we don't like to admit it, it does. But now you're spending more time on it. And then you're also still going to school, but maybe not grasping the material as well. And then you have that feeling of, man, I'm not understanding this. Is there something wrong with me? But it's not something wrong with you at all. And I kind of just wanted to talk on this a little bit, to A, try and make this series of podcasts a little more relatable to the listeners, but also to really reflect on the fact that you're not alone. Everyone struggles with their mental health, some more than others, but it doesn't discredit the people who struggle with it less, because they've figured stuff out. Everyone has had low points in their life. But it's important for people to talk about it, to be social about it, and to have it out there in the open. And the main points of this are just keep doing your best. School is going to be difficult no matter what you do. It's going to be annoying and difficult, especially with the increased workload. But if you're not getting anything and you feel burnt out, that's completely normal. It's not super far out there. And especially just from the past couple interviews I've done, and just knowing, like, university is a lot more trying than high school, but I found some of the similarities between some of the university students that I interviewed and Grizz from the first episode, the high school student. They shared relatively the same kind of perspective. And it was interesting to see, because normally university students are a lot more like, man, I'm so burnt out, than high school students. But it wasn't too different in perspective. And even when I talked to Chris, who's just he's a full-time worker at a retail or a food service place, he was also feeling burnt out from this. It's the lack of communication now from in person that is really hitting people at the moment. And so the last thing I want you to take away from this episode is I want you to call or FaceTime or send a Snapchat, whatever you want to do, have a conversation with someone today and let them know you're there to, if they want to talk, if they want to, you know, either if it's just talking normally or if they want to talk about how they've been doing, whatever they feel comfortable with, just let them know that you're there for them. And yeah, that's pretty much what I wanted to get out for this episode. So yeah, be there for someone and make sure that someone is there for you. Because it's important, and we should be talking about it more. I hope you enjoyed this episode of Podcast Paranoia. If you'd like to check out any of the other episodes, you can do so on ckdj.net under the podcast tab. And for now, take care and good night.